That was Valerie June with the Working Woman's Blues. And before that, the Brothers Comatose and the Scout. And right now, I am very, very pleased to have Mindy Hiley in here, who is Scrap Humboldt's director. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for those requests, too. It was pretty cool.
That was fun.
It's good to hear that you have a good taste in music. But Rebelcraft Rumble is coming up on April 1st, which is a month away at this point because it's March.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's the fourth annual one, which is pretty neat. And before I moved here, I'd never heard of anything like this, a live crafting competition?
Yeah, we call it a live crafting throwdown, and it's pretty intense. It's a lot of fun, but it's fast and live action.
How'd you come up with the idea to do it?
The other scraps in the country do it, too. It's all of our annual fundraiser. So we brought it to Humboldt, but we added teams to the dimension. Other scraps just do singles, one-on-one. And with teams, we just felt that it would be a little more exciting.
Yeah, and that's pretty neat. A little bit more humble, too, working together.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, here is written, a dash of Iron Chef with a hint of Project One Runway. I like that.
Exactly. And a Humboldt County flair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, they're going to use a lot of things from Scrap Humboldt in order to craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they won't see the materials beforehand. So a challenge is read, and then the materials are uncovered, and then the teams have 10 minutes to create an object that finishes off that challenge.
And so this is a pretty cool thing to watch.
It's so much fun to watch.
And probably even more fun to compete in.
It's challenging to compete in, but yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Have you ever been a competitor?
I am. I was the reigning Extreme Ultimate Extreme Craft Master with my teammate, Allison.
Well, high five to that.
Thank you.
Which one was that?
That was 2 years ago, and we are the Sparkle Ninjas.
Good job.
Thanks.
What did you end up crafting?
We had to make a sign for hitchhiking back from a music festival, from the Kate Wolf Music Festival. And then our winning design was just decking out a contestant in a outfit that would be ready for an award ceremony. But it was using all upcycled materials from KHSU.
Oh, that's neat.
It was pretty fun.
That's cool. So, but if people want to compete, today is actually the deadline for competing. But if people are just finding out about this now, you'll allow them to email you and you could talk if they're really interested in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Possibly giving them a little bit more. And your email is just mindy@scraphumboldt.org?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And what do they have to do if they want to compete? Like, what are the things that they have to send you?
There's a very small application, which is essentially your name and your contact info. I'm looking for a 7 to 10 second video on why you want to be a contestant. And then there is a $5 application fee.
And do each member of the team have to submit the application or?
No, one per team.
One per team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I wanted to get involved with this, but I don't have my team formed yet, can I go ahead and submit an application and then gather my team?
You can. I'd prefer to have team names. And then, of course, we need the video. So,
okay.
Right.
What sort of things are you looking for in the video?
I want to know why you can be the next Extreme Ultimate Supreme Craft Master.
So people can have a lot of fun with this.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, yeah, just a 5 minute video. You said five.
5 second.
Seven.
Five to 10 seconds.
5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah.
As to why you can be the Extreme. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. But yeah, and you could do so much with that with 5 to 10 seconds. So if people want to go ahead and compete in this, just mindy@scraphumboldt.org and make sure you send out the email ASAP because the deadline is today.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And don't forget to get tickets in advance for the Rebelcraft Rumble because it is now back on over at the Arcata Playhouse and
right.
That'll definitely sell out.
It will.
Yeah. It sold out the other 2 years you had it at the Playhouse, right?
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. So April 1st, make sure to put it on your calendars for the fourth annual Rebelcraft Rumble. It definitely looks like it's pretty cool. I want to go to it.
You should come.
It'll be really neat.
Yeah.
Who do you have judging it?
We have the winners from last year, which are Lush and Malia of the Art Center, Poison Candy, who's the Rutabaga Queen, and Dr. Eloy. I don't recall her last name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yep. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So April 1st, 4th annual Rebel Craft Rumble. And if you want to gather up a team and compete, mindy@scraphumble.org.
Thank you.
Thank you so much mm-hmm. for coming in. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, and then I have a look at your short list as well as more music. This is Kayhem.